High Time We Make a Stand by author Claire Kay, rating PG-13, pairing Chris Adam. Summary, written for Credingo card with the prompt Tears for Fears. Adam thinks it's kind of silly to begin with, but it's crazy after months of it how much comfort it brings. It all started how most things do for him and Chris, when they first met on Idol. So you're one of those people? Chris looks up from his book, chewing on a mouthful of apple, his eyes wide with shock. What? Chris mumbles as a small piece of the apple flicks out of his mouth and hits Danny on the other side of the table. Adam laughs because it's funny to watch Danny look around his head trying to figure out where it comes from. You've been listening to that song on repeat for like half an hour. Chris walks into the room with book, apple, and iPod in hand and settles down next to Adam with one ear plug in about half an hour ago. And Adam has been casually looking down at Chris's playlist for the last 10 minutes. So? My brother does that. If he finds a song he really likes, he just listens to it over and over again. It used to drive me crazy as a kid. Adam smiles. I don't know, it kind of helps me get into the song more. It's one of my choices for this week, but I'm not sure. If I'm being honest, I think it's more of a song you could pull off. Chris offers him one of the earplugs and he takes it. He knows the song and there is something about the lyrics that get to him instantly. He can't imagine why Chris would need to listen to it more than once to get the connection. It's a great song, I'm just not feeling it. If you slowed it right down, your voice would sound amazing on it. Adam nods, and he can already picture himself singing it. Chris is right. It would need to be slowed right down to fit his voice. He looks down at the song again, remembering what week the song choices are, and then looks up at Chris, who is smiling mid another chew on his apple. It's Year You Were Born week. Uh-huh. This song isn't from the year you were born? Nope. Chris smiles and picks up his book, pulling the earplug out of Adam's ear, and throws his apple core in the bin. Adam tries to get his head around the fact that Chris spent time searching for the perfect song for Adam to sing this week and found it. When Adam sings Mad World, he feels it completely, the lyrics, the melody, the audience. He takes on board all of the judges' comments, and when he gets off stage, he feels like he is on a high. He can see Chris across the room, smiling at him. Chris kisses him for the first time that night. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, cause I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very... Chris calls him that night before he goes on stage. It's hard to be apart for so long, especially when you are hiding away a relationship that means more to you than anything ever has before. Adam thought he knew the definition of hard, being on tour, away from friends and family, but it's nothing compared to the pain he feels being away from Chris. I was listening to the playlist you made for me earlier, Adam says as his head hits the pillow. He likes hotel days. He more than likes them. Tonight after their shows, he and Chris can talk for however long they want without the constant worry of who will hear. It doesn't happen often that they both get a hotel night at the same time. In fact, it's only happened 2 times before. There was this song and I just thought, I need to hear Chris singing this. What was it? You have the playlist on your iPod. Track 16. Listen to it. Talk to Kale. I will. I have to go for rehearsals soon. Adam hates that their conversations have to end. As much as he loves the thrill of being on stage and performing, sometimes he does feel like he is missing a part of himself not being around Chris. Before I go, there's a noise in the background. Chris moving, maybe. Tell me about your show last night. Adam tells him everything, the show, the fans he met, the bar afterwards. He tells everything with particular detail just to keep Chris on the phone longer, just to hear the sound of his breathing. That night, when Adam falls onto his bed after his show and tries to ignore the fact that it's 2 a.m. and he has to be up at 7 a.m., he flips open his laptop and goes straight to his emails. He clicks on Chris's name when he sees an email from him. There's just a single link, and he smiles when he sees the title and the sound fills the room. Chris singing Everybody Wants to Rule the World makes him feel closer to Chris somehow. Like Chris is singing it just to him after his suggestion. And Adam was right. Chris singing it is perfect.
Welcome to your life. Turn and weather mine. We've been a while we see.
We're doing what? Tommy asks him as he tilts down his sunglasses. I want to sing something different tomorrow night. Adam pulls on his jacket and elbows the side of the wall. Sometimes he really hates tour bus living. But I know it's a weird choice, but I already spoke to Monty and we can totally make it work. We're going to meet up early in the morning to work it out. How early? Tommy groans. Don't worry, I was thinking more of acoustic version, just me and Monty. Tommy stands up, smiling suddenly. If it means I don't have to be up before 9 a.m., then I am happy. Adam checks his phone and the last message Chris sent him. Can I make requests for you to sing? There's a link as well, and it was Adam's inspiration for the new set list change. It's just for one show, and it's just for Chris. And Chris will be the only one who realizes that. The next night, Adam sings Head Over Heels, just him and Monty on the acoustic, and it feels good. He has the same feeling he had that first time he sang Mad World on Idol. It's like he can feel Chris at the side of the stage watching him, like Chris is the only person in the audience and he is singing it just for him. It's not even relevant to their situation. The lyrics don't give him any clarity or meaning. But it's still for Chris, because Chris asked him to sing it, and it's the only way Adam can really feel close to him right now. Chris's flight gets in at 12:35, exactly 10 minutes time. Adam has been checking online to make sure it's on time. He keeps checking the messages Chris sent him before he boarded. It's not that long a flight from Arkansas, but there is still some fear hidden inside of Adam that Chris will have changed his mind and backed out. Adam never pressured Chris to do anything. He wanted to let whatever it was between them form naturally and without pressure. So even when the thought of Chris leaving to be with Katie just killed him, he still held on to the hope that someday it wouldn't be like that. He puts himself in Chris's position a lot. What it must be like for him to have his whole world turned upside down, everything that he had planned out for his life ripping apart around him. It makes him feel bad for having his own anger, his own issues, because he is giving up nothing in comparison to what Chris is. Chris didn't say much on their last phone call. He vaguely recounted telling his parents about him and Katie, about his relationship with Adam, and that they were shocked, but took it surprisingly well, all things considered. He isn't fooled that things won't be tense for a while. There's no fast-forward button to suddenly make things perfect. They'll just need some time. Chris says all the right things, but Adam can tell there is a slight disappointment, too. Adam is guessing Kim and Neil didn't jump off the couch and pull Chris into their arms and tell him that they loved him no matter what. But Adam has total faith that they will get there. They are good people with an amazing son, and there is no way they will never not love him. His phone buzzes and Chris's name appears on the screen. There is a link and the words, "Watch this, then come pick me up at the airport." Adam flips open his laptop and copies the link. When the video opens on his screen and it's just Chris and Kale from the last show of his tour, Adam smiles. He had been saving all the videos up to watch later. Chris laughs at him for doing that all the time, but he doesn't care. He needs something to get him through sleepless nights alone. The video loads. The working hour. Chris and Kale have their usual onstage banter. They have the crowd in the palm of their hands laughing along. The intro is shorter, and Chris starts singing softly pretty much straight away. Adam has a battle inside himself. Forget the video and go get Chris, or stay and watch him singing a song that connects them. He does as he's told and watches until the video is over. He smiles as he replies to Chris's message, walking out the door. I have another request. The end of High Time We Make a Stand by author Claire Kay. This was read by Diane McKay. The music in this podfic is Mad World by Adam Lambert. And Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Everybody wants to rule the world. There's a room where the light won't find you. Holding hands while the walls come tumbling down. When they do, I'll be right behind you. And so glad we've almost made it. And so sad that we had to fade it. Everybody wants to rule. Everybody wants to rule. Everybody wants to rule.
Gonna rule.